So what are ways that we can sell that feel authentic and true and honest? What is the way you can make your offer immediate and you can make your offer so enticing that the person feels like, I'd be an idiot not to. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Today, I have a kind of a challenging episode because I usually have a rule not to record an episode when I am in less than a great place, but I'm not in a great place today, and I'm going to talk about it anyway. So there are reasons why you don't work with your friends. There are reasons why you should keep your professional relationships professional. And I've had some long-term coaching clients that have turned out to be really good friends when we stopped coaching. And I've had some coaching clients that have turned out to be, I'm going to use dropple. Dropple is a good word. So I'm going to describe what happened and I'm going to explain why I'm talking about this the way I'm talking about it. Many years ago, I would say 13, 14 years ago, I had a client, a coaching client who I helped essentially kind of start his business. I helped him realize what he needed to do through some of our consults and helped him really sort of get the ball rolling on something that he was uncertain about, but I helped him do it. And the other day, I haven't heard from him for a while, but the other day I got a message from him asking me if I wanted to do some professional speaking sort of with him. And I was like, oh, that's great. And it's a trip to another country. And I was excited to get to talk about innovation and creativity to people who have never heard this stuff from me before. And it was going to be a really cool opportunity. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. What a great way for us to reconnect. And today I got on a call, supposedly going to be with him. He wasn't even there. He had one of his assistants talk to me. And the whole time there was a sort of a vibe of let us vet you to make sure that you're able to do this really challenging speaking engagement. And I thought, okay, cool. I'm able to talk about innovation and I'm able to talk about creativity and I'm able to talk about how we can harness our own unique creative genius to solve some of the big challenges that the world is facing, to really get into solving the problems that we need to solve in a unique and a creative way, particularly if you're going to collaborate. You know, one of my favorite expressions is from Africa, and it is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so I thought this was an opportunity to collaborate in a way that would be substantive and helpful to a lot of people. And we're talking a lot of people. And here's the thing. As soon as I heard that time-honored phrase that I think should be retired, by the way, if you're doing any kind of a sales call, remember this. The phrase, what would it be worth to you to get X? You need to take it out of your vocabulary because everybody knows immediately it's a sales pitch, right? And it was kind of, and I feel a little bit like I wasted an hour of my life because I thought we were talking about logistics and things like that. I had no idea that at the very end of this was going to be, because if I'd have known it was a webinar or whatever, I'd have been like, no thanks, I'm not interested. I would have saved myself a bunch of time. But that kind of sneaky sales tactic, if it works on people, I'm sorry for those people, and maybe it is worthwhile. But I got to tell you, we have to be more honest. We have to be more authentic in the way we're selling, right? If you're selling, like I love my new friend, Jillian Murphy, who says that in the first 5 minutes of somebody knowing you, they should know what you do and if you're selling, what you're selling. She's above board immediately. She does not give you the whole, here it is, put in an hour, spend your time, spend your energy. And then by the way, how much would it be worth to you to get this and this? And it dices, it slices, it makes julienne fries. And yes, you can. You might be able to tell I'm angry and impassioned about this. And the reason I'm angry and impassioned is because I was not consulted about whether or not I wanted to give an hour of my life to listening to an extended sales pitch. If I had known that this was something that was going to cost me money, I would have absolutely said no, and I would have gone on my way. A little bit disappointed that one of my old clients, who I have to admit I helped quite a bit many moons ago, had done this. But now on top of that, I wasted an hour of my life, and time is the only thing you can't get back. So I am here to talk about the fact that we need to look at the way we sell and make it more substantive and make it more honest and make it more authentic, make it more real. If you're selling, say you're selling, okay, this whole, oh, get them all to see the value and then go, what would it be worth to you? You might imagine people know about this. People understand that that's what's going on, and the whole scarcity mindset and the whole, oh, you're going to get so much out of this if only you join us, sounds a little cultish to me. It's not something that I would ever participate in knowingly. I have to admit that. So what are ways that we can sell that feel authentic and true and honest, right? What is the way you can make your offer immediate, and you can make your offer so enticing that the person feels like, I'd be an idiot not to, right? But the whole, oh, let me string you along thing, that's over. Webinars are over in that way. I'm sorry. People know immediately that if you're signing up for a webinar, it's a huge extended pitch. And what they say to you in webinars is tell them the what, but don't tell them the how, right? So I'm going to tell you the what in this webinar, but I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And if you want to know how to do it, you're going to have to sign up for my class or my mastermind and my course or my this or my that. And that's cool, right? If people are still interested in doing it, that's great. If you're a savvy customer, though, if you're a savvy potential client, you're not going to do that. You're not going to go, oh, let me listen and listen and listen and listen. And yes, if you stick around for the last 5 minutes, have you heard this on a webinar? If you stick around for the last 5 minutes, I'm going to give you a super cool bonus. And that means if you listen to my entire pitch and you sign up, then you get the bonus. You don't get the bonus just for staying for the full time. You get the bonus only if you stay and shell out the $700, $900, you know, $1,995. So all of this stuff is, first, frankly, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I am not up for that, but if you're honest about it immediately and you tell me what the benefits are and you go, and this is an offer for me to sell you something, you'll have, even if I don't want it, at least you'll have my respect. And if I know of somebody who does want it, I might pass you on to them. But this whole webinar until I finally sell you, it's tired. It's over. I'm begging you, stop doing it. We need a different paradigm. We just do the whole, I can only do 5 people for this. I can only do 10 people for this. And if you don't sign up, you're going to be missing out. You know, people might sign up, but you're going to leave a bad taste in their mouth. Give an honest sales pitch, right? I know Zig Ziglar was like, look, you're helping. That's what you're doing. And that's great. But he wasn't doing the scarcity thing. He was like, look, this is going to be so awesome that you're not going to want to be without it. And it is so awesome. And here it is. A lot of these sales pitches are, they make me want to take a shower. I have to admit that. And I'm sorry if you're getting all this anger from me, but if you're selling, please consider a different way. If this is the paradigm you're selling in, consider a different way. Your audience is savvy to it. They don't like it. And I'm not the only one, right? I know it left a terrible bad taste in my mouth as far as being sold to in that way. It felt so gross. I honestly just went and washed my hands afterwards. It just felt really gross. And since then I've said, I fired the person as my client and I said, remove me from your list. Why? Because I only want to do business with people who are honest. I only want to do business with people who are authentic. I only want to do business with people who do what they say and say what they mean and do what they mean, or I don't want to do business with them. Right. And maybe that means I'm always going to be a terrible salesperson, but the way I sell my products are, here's my product, whatever it is, whether it's my coaching or my consulting or my art or my music or my readings or my books, I tell you what it is. And if you're interested, that means you're my people. And if you're not interested, off you go, have a great life, right? I don't want to sell in a way that makes me feel grungy and disgusting. I just don't. And I'm hoping that you don't either. And if you're still listening to this, I would love to hear from you, actually. What do you think about these sales pitches that are just the extended webinar? I'm going to waste an hour of your life and then go, hey, if you get this, you get this special bonus. Just stick around to the last 5 minutes. It, to me, it feels grungy, but if you can tell me what the positives of that are besides the short-term monetary gain, I would love to hear it. I'm going to put the little call me and leave me a voicemail message in the show notes. Please call and let me know what you think about this, because I find it gross and disgusting. But if you have a compelling reason for why we should be doing things this way, that doesn't make you want to wash your hands and take a shower afterward, please let me know. Drop me a message. And if there are enough people who have opinions on this, I'll put you in the next few podcast episodes and we'll talk about it, because I'd love to know. I'd love to know why this works, if it does. All righty. I know I'm ending this usually, you know, with be bold, be creative, be kind. But today I feel like saying more, you know what? Be bold, be innovative, and be honest. Honestly, be honest. Tell people, if you're selling, tell them up front that you're selling. And if they want to stick around, they will. And if they don't, then at least you give them back that hour of their lives. It's the right thing to do. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.